right, welcome in everyone to another edition of Let's Get Local, the first one of 2023. It is January 7th. We're excited to be back for another year of talking about local businesses, local stories, local impact, organizations, events, all those spotlights we can put on local items and people making a big difference in our community is what we love to do on this program. We're thankful to be here for you on WTTN 1580 AM, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, the Civic Media app, TuneIn, the Facebook live stream, wherever you're catching us. We certainly appreciate you listening and hearing these stories and supporting local wherever you go. We have an opportunity today to talk to a number of new partners for the show, which is going to be fun, but I want to cover those partners for 2023. You have been hearing, before we get to our first guest, you have been hearing about Evolution Financial and Sue Peck. We appreciate her so much for being a sponsor of the show. Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles, appreciate them. Also, Brittany Graber and Ula Eyewear and the team there as sponsoring Let's Get Local, helping bring you these local stories. With their support, we can continue to bring these local stories to you. So they are not just supporting their businesses and the community, but they're supporting other businesses and other nonprofits in the stories. And I'm excited to announce today that today we begin three new partnerships. Three new partnerships added to Let's Get Local. Forward Tie Boxing, Abby and Brendan, who are actually going to be on second half of today's program, so we'll learn more about them. Also, we have Madison Top, your promotional products. They can make anything you want over at Madison Top. So madisontop.com, Aaron, Megan, Frank, and the team can basically brand, wrap, create anything you want, and they have no minimum orders. So if you've ever tried to get promotional products and you needed to have, you know, a minimum order of 500, no. Madison Top, they'll do one if you want. They'll do a small order, and they're here for you to work with you. And then finally, excited to tell you that Sabrina Madison and the Progress Center for Black Women has signed on to be a partner for Let's Get Local this year. So we are really excited about all those things. Even more excited, though, to talk with our first guest on today's program. It is Drew Niederkorn over at Porchlight. And Drew is with us today. We're going to talk about Porchlight products. We're going to give a little bit of information about the organization to start. But Drew, thanks so much for being on today's show. How are you?
I'm great, Jason. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. So Porchlight is an organization that's been around quite some time in Madison, right? Like a lot of nonprofits, does a lot of incredible work quietly, doesn't get probably as much recognition as your impact is in our community. Tell people a little bit about Porchlight before we kind of get more specifically into the food area.
Sure. So Porchlight is a nonprofit here in Madison. We've been around for a long time. You know, the population that we serve, we seek to serve the homeless individuals in Madison. We operate a couple of different shelter sites. We offer low-income housing, a lot of different kinds of services, and of course, meal programs as well.
Yeah, and if you can find out a lot of information on the website too about the story about where Porchlight, how it started, how it came from. But I mean, it's a pretty incredible story, right? Starting out November 1984 as part of an effort. You know, as people were dealing with homelessness and extreme temperatures that we think of this time of year, how difficult that can be, and really started from that and has grown and evolved into this organization that has so much impact now. So it started out at housing and trying to help homeless people in that way, and now we're on to other ways, Drew, which not just to give temporary housing, but to create a sustainable way for those individuals to improve their lives, right? And that's a big part of what you're doing with Porchlight Products. So let's focus on that and the development of Porchlight Products and everything you provide now.
Sure. So, you know, providing homes and housing is one part of what we do. And, you know, the thing to remember is that people who are homeless for a lot of different reasons. Some people it's by choice. Some people it's because of physical disabilities or mental illness or addiction issues. It just runs the gamut of things that causes people to be homeless. And so, you know, yes, Porchlight developed it as a way to, you know, help end homelessness, to provide housing and services, provide solutions to homelessness. You know, one of the things that I do, I'm the director of the kitchen programs for Porchlight. And so one of my programs that I operate is called Porchlight Products. Porchlight Products is kind of an employment training program. And what I do is I hire individuals who've needed our services And, you know, whether it would be, you know, housing, or they've stayed in our shelter, or, you know, whatever they've needed from us, people who have disabilities, I hire them, I train them, they work in our kitchen. We have a production kitchen that we, you know, raised funds for in 2016 and built in 2017. And what we do is we make a lot of local food products, canned food products. We use about 80% local ingredients. So we buy from local farmers, local vendors. Most of everything is local here. You know, I actually just found a new, even down to our labels, I just found a new vendor to make our labels locally. Not locally as in Madison, but definitely from Wisconsin. You know, we have a variety of different products. We have spreads, you know, like fruit spreads and strawberry rhubarb. We have apple butter, applesauce, all kinds of different things we do. We ferment sauerkraut, and we provide it at the Olbrich Beer Garden and Bree Stevens Field, the Memorial Union. Our products are everywhere. We have them available all over Madison in grocery stores. If you've ever been to the bodega at Bree Stevens, especially this past year, you probably saw me there. You know, I'm a big advocate for our program. I love to get out there and set up a table. I always like to joke around and tell people, if you let me set up a table, I'll set it up and sell my stuff. You want me to come to your garage sale and do it? I'll do it. But the nature of the program itself, I love it specifically because I was a chef and a coloring instructor for, you know, 20, 25 years before coming to Porchlight. And I really believe there's a strong pathway to employment for people who are unemployed, underemployed, haven't been able to sustain employment through the culinary arts field, through food service. And, you know, this is a great stepping stone for people to take that next step, to build their independence, to get them, you know, hopefully out of, you know, the things that have caused them to be homeless, to, you know, or, you know, the barriers, you know, that have caused them to not be able to sustain employment.
We're talking with Drew over at Porchlight. The website is porchlightinc.org, porchlightinc.org. And Drew specifically talking about Porchlight products. I mean, what an incredible tool and basically just a direction that the organization has gone to. Again, okay, we're trying to help people find long-term solutions to and paths and pathways to success, Drew, and that's what you're talking about here. And at the same time, when you look at the employment sector and you look at restaurants and you specifically who need employees, like what an opportunity and what a way that you're just launching people to, yes, help them individuals get to a better place, but also help some of these businesses here that need people in their kitchens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I mean, the pandemic has caused a lot of different, you know, things to happen, waves all over different industries, but the food service industry for sure has definitely taken a big hit. You know, during the pandemic, restaurants were shut down, closed down, weren't doing any businesses. Lots of them didn't even reopen. And people who worked in the industry, they left because, you know, it wasn't sustainable. It was long hours, benefits weren't great, that kind of thing. And now, you know, that we're coming out of the pandemic, you know, employment, there's a big need for people in the food service, you know, industry, in that sector. And wages are much higher than they were because employers can't find people. It's a really promising time for my program. You know, if I can get enough people in my program and get them trained, there's a good possibility I might even, you know, as long as they can, you know, meet the needs and have enough skills, I might be able to get them, you know, into employment outside of my kitchen.
Yeah. And what, you know, what benefit to a restaurant owner to have someone not coming in completely inexperienced that has some experience and has some training. I mean, that just helps them get up and going quicker too. So you're helping these individuals with Porchlight products, but you're also helping the small businesses by, you know, getting trained people as an option for them to look at for employment. I think that's fantastic. Drew, when you look at that possibility in so many local restaurants, right? And we've seen some of our friends here at the station at Devil Radio, like Salvatore's Tomato Pies, you know, having to make some adjustments to schedules. We've seen this at many, many restaurants where reduced hours because they just can't staff the normal time they'd like to be open. Have you found any local places here that want to connect with you and kind of help, you know, funnel people towards them?
You know, I have. So I've been with Porchlight since 2021. And so, you know, I have, you know, a year and a half under my belt here with the Porchlight Products Program. And, you know, I came in sort of at the tail end of the pandemic. So we haven't, you know, even just the people we had in the program, that number was reduced. I currently haven't, you know, transferred a lot of people out to other employment, but definitely I have interest, you know, from a few employers around the area. UW in a lot of different ways has been a great partner for our organization, as well as for our food programs in a lot of different aspects. They've always expressed interest in, you know, needing people to work in their concessions and on the union and all of that kind of stuff. There's definitely opportunities. And so, you know, the more that I can train people and the more connections I can make out there, you know, in the workplace is great for our program. And we can definitely build, you know, partnerships that way.
I think we've hopefully piqued some ears here, some attention with what we're just talking about, Drew. So if people are listening right now and they want to connect with you, what are the easiest ways to do that if they're looking to connect with the program, connect with Porchlight?
The easiest way to connect with me, to connect with Porchlight, is go to our website. Jason, as you alluded to earlier, that's porchlightinc.org. Otherwise, and you can go there and click on, there's a link at the top of the page for Porchlight Products. That has a link to our products, all about our history, our story. You can find a link to my email address there. You can email me directly at the letter K, director@porchlightinc.org. Or if you wanted to call and give me a message, you could call 608-620-7792.
Wow. Drew, before I let you go, as we're almost out of time, thank you so much for being on the show today, talking to us about Porchlight Products, the organization itself. You talked about the products that people can find at so many different places. What's the hottest one right now? What's the one people should really be picking up off the shelves?
Well, so here's the thing. It goes seasonally, you know. In the summertime, I sell a lot of sauerkraut because people are grilling. In the fall, I sell a ton of apple butter. I would say the one that intrigues people the most and that I convince them to buy because it's awesome is our curtido, which is kind of a South American pickled vegetable relish. Mm. It's super awesome.
Drew, thanks so much for your time and what you do. We appreciate it. Have a good one, okay?
Thanks, Jason. You too.
That's Drew from Porchlight Products and Porchlight. Check him out at porchlightinc.org. We'll be back for more Let's Get Local right after this. And now we get an opportunity to share another local story with a new friend, and it's Deborah Green, who is starting her very first podcast in connection with us here at Civic Media. We're really excited to help her bring this podcast to the world. Deborah, thanks for being on Let's Get Local today. How are you?
I am just great, Jason.
You and I have collaborated back and forth quite a few times here, and it's been a fun process trying to make sure that we had everything in place. But you had such a strong vision for this podcast. Tell our audience about why you wanted to start this and what you plan to talk about.
Yes, I do have a very, very strong vision about this. And it started, just to give you some background information, with students asking me every year for a number of years, just at random in different places and, you know, different classes in high school and middle school, that I should start a podcast. And it was so funny, and it began to get odd and kind of eerie that just different schools, different teachers in different places, and students really wanted me to talk to them about topics that interest them. Middle schoolers wanted to talk about going into high school. High schoolers wanted to talk about going into careers, going into college. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. And so that's how it got started. And then I had to switch gears real fast and find the place that would suit the things that I wanted to talk about and the topics. And that's how I came up with Kicking It in the Kitchen. And I always get this cute reaction from people. It's really either, oh, I like it, or, oh, it makes me smile, it makes me laugh. And I think it's because of the comfort that we have in the kitchen. Yeah, students love to get home and go to the kitchen and, of course, with their friends and eat up all their parents' food, drink up all of the juice and the last corner of the milk, and just solve the world's problems. So we all like the comfort of gathering in the kitchen. And that's how the name got started here. So I think it's just wonderful and warm. So we went from there into, okay, well, what am I going to talk about? What is it that they really want to know? And they're willing to listen to get that message. And I thought of three things. One would be education. Two would be the current events. And three would be their basic life skills. Because the narrative for such a long time has not been just really inspiring enough to push students into knowing that they have great tools and talents and gifts, and we have to pull those out so that they can appreciate them and they can use them. And of course, now we are not just statesmen. You know, our children are global, and they have to know as much as we can give them of the globe and what they are doing and what they can pull out of themselves to give to the world.
Well, Deborah, first off, a couple of quick things to note is one is if you look at your website, you get hungry because you have this great picture of food on there. It's fantastic. And number two, you know, I love what you're passionate about and the fact that you want to reach youth and help kind of get the discussions going, because that's really what it's about, right? Like having those conversations, getting the youth kind of thinking about these things and exploring more and learning more. And talk about your background a little bit here, you know, as a social worker, as an educator, and how that fits in so well with these topics.
Well, I started my career in social work, and I was a social worker in three counties in the United States. They're Cook County, which of course is Illinois in Chicago, and then there's Dade County in Florida, and here in Dane County in Madison. And there was a lot going on in families. There's a lot going on in families even now, parents, and parents need help. And I tell the students all the time, I am not your BFF. I am backing your parents because your parents want the best for you. And we want you to want it for yourself. You are educating yourselves, not for us, but for you. And it's up to you as to how much education you're going to get and what you're going to do with it. And from social work, I've always been involved with students and children and the youth for over, well, I'd say 30 years, ever since I've been here in Madison. And I love going to school every day. I said, you guys just make me laugh. Every day you make me laugh, so I come back because I need those laughs. And I found that this was my niche. This was the place that I need to be. And it's reinforced every day when I walk into that building.
I think it's amazing what you're doing. We're talking with Deborah. Deborah Green, she is starting her first podcast, Kicking It in the Kitchen, utilizing food to set the tone and set the table to get kids talking about issues that are important to them, talking about education, talking about life skills, talking about those transition times. Deborah, tell people, we're almost out of time here, but tell them quickly again the title and spell that title for them too so they get the right one.
Yes, the title is a little different. It's on a Google site, and it's K-I-K-N, that's kicking, in the kitchen. So it's the entire, it's pretty long, but it's kicking in the kitchen. So that's K-I-K-N, it in the kitchen, kicking it in the kitchen.
Deborah, thanks so much for your time today, being on the show, and for your interest in sharing your knowledge and voice with so many others. And thanks for all your dedication to our kids and schools as well. We appreciate that so much.
And thank you so much, Jason, for the invitation.
That is Deborah Green, my new friend. I'm calling her that. She's fantastic, and she's going to start this effort here shortly. Next week, coming out, the first episode of Kicking It in the Kitchen. Let's Get Local. We'll be back on the other side with Forward Thai Boxing. And we're back here on Let's Get Local. Second half of the program. Forward Thai Boxing has come out. This song makes me feel like I want to do some Thai boxing, Muay Thai, get in a boxing ring. Anyway, it's Abby and Brendan here with us, new partners of the show, new owners of Forward Thai Boxing, created their own gym here in Madison on Rimrock Road. We are really glad to have them on the show today. Abby and Brendan, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Doing great. All right. Let's jump into it. You guys, both of you, decided to create this new place called Forward Thai Boxing, but it didn't start there. So let's talk about your backstory. How did we get to this point where the two of you said, we're going to start our own Muay Thai boxing gym?
Yeah. Well, geez, I guess we could go back all the way to the beginning and, Brendan and I were just students of Muay Thai, and it's just something that you can really fall in love with. It's just a fun thing to do if you want to learn a new skill, get a good workout in, meet some really cool people. So, you know, we both just started as students, just like everyone else. And then we kind of transitioned into running the program. Brendan, as the head Muay Thai instructor, was invited to the former gym to run the full Muay Thai program there. And from there, it just kind of really grew and expanded. And we weren't just running classes. We had a competition team. And from there, you know, the dream just kept growing, right? And it was always in our brain that someday we'd own a gym. And then that someday just kept getting closer and closer and closer. And kind of last year, it felt like now is the time. We wanted to have our own space. We really appreciate where we've come from, but it was time to create a space for our students and be able to have the freedom to grow martial arts not only in the state of Wisconsin, but to be able to provide opportunities for our students more than just class, workshops, and other opportunities. So the time came, it felt right, and it's felt right and great ever since we opened. So
we're talking with Brendan and Abby with Forward Thai Boxing. The website is forwardthaiboxing.com. I just always ask that question because I think it's so interesting. I mean, we all get to those points somehow, but everyone has a different story about how you got there. And then to take it that step further, to create your own version of what you've kind of caught the bug of or what you're passionate about, I think, you know, you have to be 100% in to do something like that, right? To create your own thing. Brendan, tell us about, I mean, who was the driver here? Was it you or Abby that really pushed you guys over the top?
I would say Abby was probably the main driver of this. There was actually a lot of external forces that also helped to drive that that passion, that change, that want for change. So it was an important move for us because we really feel like the way that we do things is the way that it should be done. And it's our own little version of, you know, what we think the Thai boxing world should look like.
That's fantastic. Go ahead, Abby. I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say, it's kind of one of those funny things or the things that you consider when opening up a business is we love Muay Thai. We love more martial arts. We were having such a good time doing it. And it was the thing that was outside of work for us, right? It was our fun thing, our passion. And so something that we talked about a lot was, like, oh, if we turn this into our job, are we going to lose some of that passion or some of that creativity behind it? And I think we just finally landed on no, I think it's just going to light that like passion even more to be able to have our own space and kind of build our own martial arts community around us.
Community is a big thing that we've talked about here in our conversations back and forth, just kind of, you know, getting you guys on involved in learning more about you. Talk about that. Talk about what your gym has created with the students, with the people engaged with you, and what that can look like for people that might want to be interested in getting involved.
Yeah, I can confidently say, I think we both can confidently say that we are still friends with like the first people that we trained with in martial arts. So that's something that's really unique about a martial arts gym is you not only getting a good workout, but you get to build relationships and you get to build this family, right? It's your martial arts family. It's your gym family. And people are really excited to come to the gym and see these people and get to know them. And, you know, that's, it builds lifelong learners. You know, you have students that keep coming back because, right, we have curriculum that they're learning something really interesting, but because they have these people that they've built this relationship with, it feels like home, right? It doesn't feel like, ugh, you know, I have to go get some exercise in at the end of the workday, right? Like people really look forward to it. And we're all here to encourage each other and have a good time. So, you know, it's a very unique kind of situation.
We're talking with Abby and Brendan at Forward Thai Boxing, the website forwardthaiboxing.com, Forward Thai Boxing. Brendan, I want to go to you with this because as you've talked about, and Abby alluded to, you've been a lead instructor, you've been an instructor. So you've seen people grow, right? Get into this, grow, develop, advance. Talk about that process, like what that is like as an instructor, but also what that does for the individual progressing in something like martial arts.
Yeah, I mean, my martial arts journey started a long time ago. You know, in my youth, I was doing taekwondo, kung fu, transitioned to wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and then Muay Thai as well. So it, you know, through that, I met a lot of instructors, you know, learned from those instructors and grew from that, from those relationships that I had, to a point that, you know, my most recent instructors, you know, who I would consider to be like my coach, you know, really had a big influence on my life and on my martial arts passion. And, you know, being able to take a little bit from all of those people to get to a point where you can feel confident that you'll be able to teach people the way that, you know, is your philosophy, the way that you think is the correct way to teach people. And yeah, exactly. You know, you see people that come in their first day of Muay Thai and, you know, a lot of times they're terrified, you know, they can barely look you in the eye, you know, and they may not be able to chew bubblegum and walk at the same time, you know, and then over the course of 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, you know, you start to see that, like that growth, they start to learn how to kick better. They start to learn how to punch better. They're developing friendships in the gym. They're coming in training on their off, you know, off times and just really getting into it. And a lot of those people have grown to, you know, a lot of our instructors have grown to that point where, you know, they started with day one, but with us, but now they've been in the ring multiple times. They've been teaching classes. They've able to put things towards our curriculum. And it's amazing to see how much growth people can have from that day one where they were this, you know, terrified new students to being someone that's like, you can put them out there for an hour and they'll lead people and, mm-hmm. you know, they'll influence those people now for the rest of their lives.
Brendan, quick follow up on that. What does that mean to you when you see that out of students that you get to work with?
It means the world to me. To see people have the experiences that they're having, you know, whether it's competition or earning a new sash, you know, a new sash advancement, you know, through testing, just seeing them grow through that and really like mastering things it's phenomenal. I love to see it. And, you know, there's nothing else like it, just knowing that, you know, you're leaving, you know, that footprint, that imprint on somebody's life, that they're bettering themselves through that martial art.
We're talking with Brendan and Abby over at Forward Thai Boxing. The website is forwardthaiboxing.com. Okay, Abby, we've talked a little bit about, especially right time, this time of year, everybody's thinking about turning over a new leaf, trying to improve themselves. What can I do? A lot of times that starts with being more active, finding a vehicle for fitness. And yeah. many people go to, you know, oh, I'm going to start at a gym. And a lot of times that is just work on your own, or it's up to you. There's no accountability there. There's no, you know, no one helping you with your routines or figuring out the best way to get fit or to get the most out of that membership. At your gym and with martial arts, it's a very different structure, right, than that. And there's a whole lot of layers to it to help people in that journey. So talk about the experience at a gym like yours that's different.
Yeah. So like everyone's going to know your name, which I think is a really nice thing. Like
that,
I said before.
Is that part of the tag like you guys thought about?
Yeah, right.
Taking that from Cheers.
Right.
I don't know the statute of limitations on that. You know, Cheers has been off the air for a long time. Anyway, just go for it.
We are the Cheers of martial arts gyms, right? So, you know, everyone's going to come in, you're going to see people, they're going to call you by name. And I think sometimes that helps with the accountability. Some people need that, right? They want to know like, hey, my partner is counting on me to be there. So I better show up. If not only for me, I better show up for my partner or my training partner. So, you know, it's one of those things where your instructor is going to know your name, the students in the class are going to know your name. But that's exactly it. It's class-based. It's not just go in on your own time, right? So we have scheduled classes every day that students can participate in. And, right, we do have this progressive curriculum, right? So it isn't just go do the same thing over and over and over and over again. When you come to our classes, you're going to be learning new skills through this progressive curriculum for both Muay Thai and Krav Maga. So you're always like, every day you come in, there's going to be something new that you're going to be trying out or experiencing when you come to our classes.
Brendan and Abby over at Forward Thai Boxing, the website forwardthaiboxing.com. Tell people where you guys are located and how they can get started.
Yeah, so we are located on Rimrock Road, two blocks south of the Beltline. We're neighbors with Porchlight, who you had on earlier in the show. So we're just down the road from them. Students can get started by either giving me a call. They can look up our website, which you've been talking about. We have a contact form there as well. And it's really, it's an easy process. You'll come, you'll talk to me. I'll show you around the gym, tell you about our classes. We do have a new student trial period. So for a month, new students can come to the gym, try out every single class that they want to. We really just consider it a period of play, come in all the classes and play around and see what feels comfortable. And meet the students, meet the teachers, and, you know, just get kind of settled in.
It's Forward Thai Boxing. You can check them out there. Currently, I know we've talked about a number of different things here so far, and we've got a few more things I want to get into the next segment as we get close to wrapping up here and going to break in a minute. But before we get there, I did want to talk about with you guys getting started in a class. Like, how, if I'm a new person coming in, how do I know what class is right for me? Who do I turn to? I mean, do you guys just take people by the hand and lead them through that based on what they're looking for? Or how does that process start?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I like to remind every new student that everyone that's in the gym at that moment had a first day, right? And everyone's feeling those nerves, especially if this is new. Some people come in with, right, like Brendan, who's had Taekwondo or karate or other, you know, martial arts in their past. But there's other people like me who have never done martial arts in the past and came in day one. So everyone has a day one. But we like to just get people very comfortable, right? And showing them, I'll kind of lead them through where to put their things, how does a class, like the class structure happen? And then we typically will pair someone up because our classes are, you do work with another partner. And so we'll pair you up with one of our students who's been there for a while. Friendly face is going to smile a lot and give you a ton of encouragement on that first day. They're really, really nice people. Like I said, there's people who join martial arts gyms are usually like really cool, really nice, very friendly, easy people. So we'll pair up a person that's there for their first day with one of those students who can kind of, who will help to give them the language, help to walk them through like what's going to happen next in class. So trying to make it not as scary as it could be.
We are talking with Abby and Brendan at Forward Thai Boxing. New gym on Rimrock Road. Beautiful new building. We'll learn more about the space when we come back here from break. We'll also talk a little bit about how their gym is really for everyone. And they want you to come in regardless of your skill level, experience level. We'll get into more of those things here in just a moment. You are listening to Let's Get Local here on WTTN 1580 AM. Back into the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University Ave. This is the last segment of Let's Get Local as we continue on with Forward Thai Boxing, learning more about this new gym here in Madison with Brendan and Abby, owners, co-owners of the space, the business, everything there, a couple of dogs, like, right, you guys, this is a partnership, correct?
It really is in both life and work. So we've been together for almost 10 years now. Yeah, a couple of dogs, and now we're adding a business to that.
So before we go on to the business, let's learn a little bit more about this. As a couple who is together all of those times and now is working together in a business, okay, you guys talked this out before you made that commitment too, right? To spend like almost every waking moment together.
Right.
there was a lot of conversations in the evening about, yeah, are we going to be able to make this work? And, you know, our good friends from Roundkick Muay Thai in Des Moines, you know, that was always kind of the joke, was like, don't go into partnership with, your partner. But, you know, obviously joking, because they've made it work for a long time and we're going to make it work for a long time.
I see a lot of successful people with that, and you two knowing you a little bit and what I do is, it's a good fit, and you're both complement each other so well. So yeah, I think it's an excellent partnership all the way around as we talk about Forward Thai Boxing. So I wanted to ask you guys a couple of more specific questions about experience here. So explain a little bit more to someone who's new, what the two main focuses you guys have, what is that like? What do you do as a student in one of these particular areas?
Yeah, so students we have multiple classes or different types of classes for students. Right. And we have kind of our skill and technique classes for both Muay Thai and Krav Maga. And that's where you're going to learn the actual martial art, the strikes. You're going to break down the technique and have the time to really get a good and full understanding of what the technique is. And so we have classes where you're going to learn those skills and techniques, you know, every day of the week. But then we also have kind of strength and conditioning classes as well, because that's the other piece that's really important in learning a martial art, is to be able to have build good, strong muscles and good cardio to be able to do all of those skills and techniques that you learn in class. So and then we also have some sparring classes as well for those that are interested. We're kind of a no intimidation sparring martial arts gym. So there's no requirement to spar. It's there for people who do want to be able to do that. And even then, there's lots of different types of sparring. There's, you know, from no contact to full contact sparring. So
yeah, that's great. And I did want to then just ask a little bit more about Krav Maga. Like, that is completely new to me. What is it? How can you best explain that to people?
Yeah, so Krav Maga is an Israeli martial art, and its whole focus is to teach students skills and techniques that they will use in real life self-defense situations. So you are just out and about in the public and find yourself, unfortunately, in a situation where you do need to defend yourself. Someone's grabbed your wrist, or someone comes and grabs you from behind. In Krav, you'll learn how to, A, get out of those situations, how to break that grip. You'll also learn kind of what is the follow-up to that. Do I need to then do an offensive strike before I exit, or what do I need to do in those situations? But it also kind of, it also teaches you how to be more aware when you are out in the public, to even just keep yourself out of those situations. So It is, it's real life applicable skills and techniques.
Yeah, great useful skills and things that anyone would benefit from. Talking more about the general overall workout and fitness, Brendan, I mean, these are, for someone who's never done this before, you're going to move your entire body, work your entire, this is great fitness, right? Off top to bottom.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Thai boxing, you know, Muay Thai, it's the national sport of Thailand. It's literally throwing your whole body into every strike. So everything that you do, you recruit, you know, everything from your tip of your toes, you know, all the way to whatever the striking weapon that you're using, you know, whether it be a punch, kick, elbow, or knee, it's a whole body workout. We make sure that we vary things so that we're not just burning out legs all day, you know, but we're doing all sorts of different techniques, all sorts of different combos, with a lot of cardio aspect in there and a lot of core work too, because really a lot of the balance and just power comes from our core. So we need to make sure that that is as strong as possible as well.
We're talking with Brendan and Abby over at Forward Side Boxing, the website forwardsideboxing.com. They are on Rimrock Road. Let's talk about your space. I went in the other day, saw it for the first time up close and personal. It is a beautiful space. You guys have put a lot of effort and thought into creating that. Tell people about what it is and also why it's so unique.
Yeah, we love our space. Talk about that new gym smell. We were lucky enough to get into a space that hadn't had any previous tenants. So we got to build it to how we wanted it. And we kind of, I feel like we built the perfect gym. We've got really kind of the top-notch flooring that's going to be really supportive to our students, since we do train barefoot. So it's nice and padded for times when we need it to be padded, but also supportive. We also have all of the equipment that students will need when they come to train a martial art, the pads that we hold and things like that. But yes, the big thing that makes our gym super unique is we are the only Muay Thai gym in Madison to have a boxing ring. And that makes a really big difference in training. For our students in class, anyone can jump into that ring and experience what it feels like to be inside the ring, because it does feel pretty cool. But then also for our competitors, it's a key piece of equipment to have for them to be ready to actually compete in a boxing ring at competitions. They actually get to experience what it feels like to, you know, be pushed up against the ropes and how to use that in their when they're competing. So it's a beautiful space, lots of windows, it's light and bright, and it just feels really, really good in there.
Yeah. It is pretty fantastic and something really to look at and experience. And you know, there's a whole lot of fun things I think you guys can do with that, in particular by featuring the ring. It's elevated, right? So there could be opportunities to do other things with the space, with people coming in and watching competitions or matches or what have you, or maybe a radio host get his butt kicked by somebody, you know, whatever we want to do there. I think there's plenty of opportunity for that, and it'd be a lot of fun moving forward. So lastly, we have just about a minute and then we got to go, but I just want to thank you guys for being on the show. I want to thank you for being partners. Tell people one more time about how they can reach out and get in touch with you. And we'll be hearing more from Forward Thai Boxing real soon.
Yeah. So they can give me a call at 608-622-8268. They'll talk to me. I'm very friendly, I promise. Also our website at forwardthaiboxing.com. We're also on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm trying real hard to make some really cool TikToks out there. So if anyone's on TikTok, they can find us there as well.
Fantastic. Abby, Brendan, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for what you do. And we'll be hearing from you guys real soon.
Thanks for having us, Jason. And you're welcome anytime at the gym.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
I'll take you up on that. We'll see how it goes. That is Abby and Brendan, Forward Thai Boxing. I'm into trying new things. You know, I'll give it a shot. Maybe we'll create something through the station and the show, really build around that. It'll be fun. All right, that's it for our show. Outside the Pizza Box is up next. We'll catch you real soon.